From the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is Saturday, July 11th, 2020, and Happy New Year to everybody. America's Heroes Group Roundtable. She Serves, She Matters with She Voices Coalition Partner, Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspire. Absolutely. We are so pleased to have on our live line, Sister Soldier. How are you?
Hey there, how you doing? And yourself?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
It is so good. It's so good to hear your voice. This is great. And also we have Jennifer Foxworthy with us as a guest, retired Navy air crewman and a post-domestic violence survivor and victims advocate. And how are you, Ms. Foxworthy?
Good evening, Mr. Kelly, and good evening, Sister Soldier. It's a pleasure to be here with you all today.
It's so great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In case somebody didn't hear me, America's Heroes Group Roundtable, She Serves, She Matters, with the She Voices Coalition Partners, Sister Soldier, She Vet, and Inspire. I want to wish both of you lovely ladies and, of course, all of our listeners a very, very happy new year. All right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's start off. We've got a lot to talk about here with women that are doing some great work in the military, and everybody certainly knows that. But, you know, Jennifer, one of the things we would wanted to mention is the situation with the circumstances that you had to go through with all of the things that you did, although you were a great Navy air crewman and so forth, did what you should have done. Give us a little background about your situation on human trafficking.
While I was in the service, I experienced domestic violence. It was service member on service member. And now that I'm out, I'm an advocate of domestic violence, but how I got into human trafficking is because of one of my platforms, the Unstoppable U Conference. And we try to, find law enforcement, FBI agents, special victims agents that can provide information and empower my audience on what human trafficking is. So I'm a domestic violence survivor.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not uncommon for many victims to experience domestic violence, human trafficking, and homelessness. So those are the three Wow. causes that my nonprofit that we support.
Say those three again.
Domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
human trafficking,
mm-hmm.
and homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for victims to experience all three
mm-hmm.
Horrible epidemics.
We were just talking about homelessness with military personnel and our,
mm-hmm.
our previous gentleman who's just great. This is a number of things here. You are a retired Navy air crewman, but you knocked down stereotypes and dealt with discrimination as you became, I believe, the first African-American female air crewman, the first African-American air crewman in the enlisted ranks, and the first female in flight technician during your squadron tours. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Mm-hmm. Kelly. My three Navy squadrons that I was attached to during a 15-year period where I was a naval air crewman, I quickly found out that I was rare. Mm-hmm. And so while I was trying to fit in where I clearly stood out, whether as an African-American or as a woman, it created challenges. Change is hard to come by for some people.
And you served, I believe, in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
Yes, sir. I flew combat missions. Wow. I earned over 4 air medals. Flew 3,700 flight hours. But, yes, I served in all 3 wars.
Wow. Now, anybody like you ought to be on our show, and we're so pleased, and congratulations on your service. You know how I feel about that.
Amen.
But tell us what happened. What do you need us to know?
Well, for January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful actually for this interview for today, because today, January 11th, is National Human Traffic Awareness Day. Human trafficking, the ribbon is blue. So there's a campaign going on throughout this month, but especially today, to bring awareness to this international nightmare that affects so many people. Matter of fact, it affects over 25 million victims globally.
Wow. And today is the day. January is the month, but today is the day.
The National Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Day, right.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what, first, you know, the great things that you've been able to accomplish, notwithstanding these problems, Ms. Foxworthy, what else is being done?
Well, I wanted to let people know, many people, they don't understand that they could help save lives by just being vigilant,
mm-hmm.
especially, so say if I provided service in a home, like repairing televisions or satellites or computers, there's labor trafficking and there's also sex trafficking. So the quick definition of human trafficking is the action or practice of illegally transporting people from one country or area to another, typically for purpose of forced labor or sexual exploitation. So if a service provider is vigilant and they see someone who looks distressed, mistreated,
mm-hmm.
it's possible that they are a labor traffic victim. And then for sex traffic victims, the average age is between 12 and 20 years old.
Wow.
And it's the most vulnerable people are those who are in and out of juvenile systems, who age out of foster care, who grow up in dysfunctional, abusive environments. They end up homeless, and they are the most vulnerable because they're looking for love and acceptance.
Sure.
And unfortunately, these trackers, they prey on that need of love and acceptance.
When you were the flight technician and doing such a great job, would there have been a difference, Ms. Foxworthy, if you had not been of color?
Yes, there would have been a difference. It's unfortunate, but there is a thing called white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And although women, we are on the outside of that privilege wheel, but when you're an African American and then a woman, now you got two strikes against you. Mm-hmm. Things that are external that I chose not to change or couldn't change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yes, that posed challenges, barriers of how my colleagues treated and accepted me.
Now, were there white women in your squadron also?
There were white women in my squadron, but there weren't many that were air crew.
I got air crew. Yeah, that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So I flew in the actual airplane,
mm-hmm.
and many times I was the only female, mm-hmm. and many times I was the only African-American. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine flying over Middle Eastern countries, I was always prepared that if our plane went down behind enemy lines, I knew I would get tortured,
sure.
used for propaganda.
Just by being a woman. Yeah.
Exactly.
In those
just
places.
Just by being a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then also being a minority,
because
then they would see me as a traitor.
That's right. Yep, absolutely. We're so pleased to have on our live line wonderful lady Jennifer Foxworthy. And we got to go to our usual. We just love Sister Soldier. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Okay. Happy New Year to you, you know.
Same to you.
Yeah. And, of course, Sister Soldier is the president and CEO of SheVet. And tell us, this is a heck of a thing that our guest is talking about, isn't it, Jennifer?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at when I look at human trafficking, I wasn't as much aware as I am now, thanks to Jennifer and her organization, to the necessity and the need for awareness. It's really a growing topic in the United States and around the world, actually. And so we really have to begin to be aware. And it's important for us to establish awareness and not fear.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was important for her to come on and share what are some of the things we need to look out for and how we can help.
I think you're totally correct on that, and I'm just glad, Sister Soldier, that you had her come on. This is just something that we know exists, but not to the degree that it does. When somebody can come as Ms. Foxworthy and do what she's doing, what she has done, there shouldn't be any difference at all of her ability to serve her country.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, Jennifer is one of the, she's a history historian because she made history by her acts of service being a flight, you know, an aviator. So
yeah, that's great. Yeah,
she tore down a lot of walls for women who are now entering that particular field.
I love what is your favorite quote, as reported, Jennifer. It says, "quote I use my voice to help others find theirs." End quote.
Amen. Yes.
I like that, yeah.
I have a very big mouth, and God has blessed me with that, and I'm using it in a positive way to bring to light what the Satan, you know, tries to hold in the darkness, which is domestic violence, which is human trafficking, and to let people know that they don't have to hide in guilt and shame,
that
they can heal, that they can overcome, and that they can move forward, most importantly.
That is so important that people will do that. Jennifer, I like that. That's why I mentioned it. And, of course, you know what Sister Soldier does for us all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, she's just great. Sister Soldier, add to that. What else do we need to know?
Well, it's like Jennifer said, if we see something, say something. And I just want to add that if we recognize someone who looks distressed and who look like they may be held captive, that we notify the authorities. Don't try to take it in our own hands, because we don't know what the trafficker has that they are holding that person hostage with. But it's important to be aware and not be in fear and start. Just be cognizant and talk to our children about it. And trafficking
Absolutely.
Is not just for children, but it's for adults. It's happening all over, and we just have to be aware and start preparing ahead of time.
I agree. Yes. Our call-in number is 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. 81302. Two unbelievable great women with us on America's Heroes Group, Sister Soldier, of course, you know, and Jennifer Foxworthy. And I'm so happy that she had her come on, because this woman is a hero also, a retired Navy air crewman and a post-domestic violence survivor and victims advocate. She's doing just a great job. What do we see, Jennifer, based on what you have done? Do we see anything changing?
I think so. It's slowly but surely. Women, we just have to be confident and courageous in the fields that we choose. And it's our integrity that will carry us forward. When we're attacked or demeaned because of our gender and our skin color, all we have is our character. All we have is our integrity, and it means a lot. Mr. Kelly, on the grounds of human trafficking, I want to educate your listeners just a little bit how this horrific epidemic takes place. According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, human trafficking is the business of stealing freedom from profit. In some cases, traffickers trick, defraud, or physically force victims into providing commercial sex. In others, victims are lied to, assaulted, threatened, manipulated into working under inhumane, illegal, or otherwise unacceptable conditions. This is a multi-billion dollar industry, and many people may not realize that, say if they're into pornography, many of your sex trafficking victims, that's how they're used. So many people think, well, I'm not hurting anybody, but they are actually fueling the human trafficking industry. And anywhere that you have multiple modes of transportation is a hotbed. If I live in Southern Maryland, and just in the DMV area alone, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, you have three airports, BWI, Ronald Reagan, and Dulles. You have the corridor I-95 that goes from Maine all the way down to Florida. You have other intersections. You have your waterways. So if someone wanted to come from Delaware all across to Maryland by boat. So human trafficking is very tricky to spot because of that human being can be disguised as a relative or a friend. Unlike drugs, a police can visually see the drugs or feel for it, or sniffing, the canine sniffing around can find those drugs. And why human trafficking is so lucrative is because a human being, unfortunately, is a never-ending supply. It's not uncommon for a victim to have up to 34 Johns a day.
Wow. Ooh, that is, well, I'm just glad you're on top of this to let people know about it, because the more people, obviously, Jennifer, who know, and I commend you, and of course, Sister Soldier, the more people that know about it, the sooner it's going to be reduced to the fact that so many people won't be subject there too. And again, I just want to congratulate you, Jennifer Foxworthy. I'm sure we'll have you on again. Sister Soldier, thank you so much for bringing on this wonderful lady. And, of course, you know what we think of your organization and the kind of things that that you do and continue and continue to do, and we love you for it. So
love you right back.
Absolutely, sweetheart. And just keep it up to both of you. We'll be talking again real soon. And thank you both, all right? And have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Boy, that's really something when you think about that. The whole situation with this sort of, you know, this lady, it's a great job. And, of course, we know about Sister Soldier. But Notwithstanding the fact that it continues, and the more that we expose it, as we do here on America's Heroes Group, the sooner this sort of thing is going to stop. And that's what needs to be done. That's why we always ask you to participate and to make sure that you know what's going on, because a lot of this is happening, and a lot of folks that would prevent it don't know what's happening. You know, ignorance is the poor excuse, but that's what happens, and that's why we want you to listen to America's Heroes Group, so we can have very intelligent people who can come on and give us that kind of information. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, veteran and host of America's Heroes Group. East Lake Management staff proudly extends our best wishes to our veterans, armed forces, and their family members during this holiday season. We honor their relentless courage and sacrifice for our country and its citizens. We are proud of our employees who are U.S. veterans and appreciate their strength and commitment they bring to East Lake Organization. East Lake Management, founded in 1983, is dedicated to delivering affordable, comfortable housing to the residents at the properties we manage. Happy holidays from East Lake.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Now I can
afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and of course, this is America's Heroes Group. And let me say this, America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner and sponsor NWVU, the National Women's Veterans United. Happy New Year to everybody. In January is Cervical Health Awareness and National Blood Donor Month. Please give out, please give blood. I have participated in a number of blood drives over the years, and we all need to do that. Please do that. You can help save a life by doing it. I am the host of America's Heroes Group, Cliff Kelly. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. And we are pleased to have some great folks in our studio right now, and we're going to have them all introduced by whom else but Rochelle Crump, U.S. Army veteran and founder slash president of NWVU, the National Women's Veterans United. Rochelle, how are you?
Sir, I am fine. I'm president accounted for.
I love it when she says that. Happy New Year to all of you great ladies.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
There's four wonderful women here in the studio. And boss lady, why don't you introduce them?
Yeah, we got two and two here today. And I say two and two because Colonel retired Donna Cooper, also our board director, our rec veteran. She is Illinois Army National Guard, retired, and also has Army service as well. Mm-hmm. And then next to her is Jeannie Adams, Air Force. She's a Vietnam-era veteran, mm-hmm. and also our treasurer. And then we also have another Air Force veteran here, and that's Teresa Dishman. She's Air Force, as I mentioned, and she's Desert Storm veteran. And so we're two and two. Army and Air Force. And we kind of been feuding all day, but we won't start it up again today. So we had our meeting today, and so we had 31 members at our meeting today, and it was a good meeting, yeah. You know. And so we didn't want to, you know, make some people feel bad about what branch of service that they serve.
Right.
So
oh, yeah.
You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how it goes, but yes. I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Of course you would.
That's good. But we love them all, you know.
Sure we do.
We do. We love them all, just that.
That's right. I don't know whether you heard or were able to hear, because you had to get here, of course. Everyone's in the studio. But our last segment was about a young lady who has really done some great things, African-American woman in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, she was actually involved in flying jets, you know, but the reason she was on, unfortunately, is mm-hmm. the fact that, of course, she was discriminated against.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of that.
Sure.
It's a lot of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but Jeannie's going to talk a little bit first about our organization, and then we're going to move around to give some great information about what we're doing.
Go right ahead.
All right, but first, Cliff, I'd just like to say, and to you, Manny, very, very happy and blessed 2020.
Thank you.
I can't say it like Barbara or whatever, but yeah, Happy New Year to everyone. Yes, National Women Veterans United, we are a tax-exempt organization, as you know, a 501c3, mm-hmm. and we're able to provide many services through fundraising efforts, donations, grants, and volunteering. We are not a religious organization. We're not a political organization. And we don't strong-arm people and try to force them to allow us to help or assist them. We are a dedicated and committed resource for female veterans specifically and their families and friends as appropriate. My belief is, as Scripture says, that God's wish above all things is that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And I think of prospering and prosperity, and that covers mental, physical, spiritual, and financial health. So that's why National Women Veterans United offers programs and events free of charge to the recipients.
Great.
And today we're going to talk about some of the events that we provide at our center and other areas throughout, actually throughout Chicago and Indiana so far, mm-hmm. and Rockford, other areas.
And out of state as well, because we have, a good run on other organizations that we can partner with, and so they know women veterans that we could support, and that's what it's all about. You know, even though they're in Indiana, we can still support
sure.
them.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Indiana and did a stand down, for example, for military women veterans. It was like a networking event that we did. It was a
Beautiful.
Dinner that we hosted for them in November. So, you know, we can do that all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so Colonel Cooper is going to talk about some of the events that we're having here.
Yeah, well, January is pretty jam-packed, and I'm sorry, I forgot to say good evening, everyone. And particularly, I wanted to point out that on later towards the end of the month, because we have things every weekend, but later towards the end of the month, we're going to have a plant-based healthy cooking class, remembering Dr. King, because that's Dr. King's birthday. So we'll be doing that at the center, and we're also going to have peer-to-peer support on that same date from 1 to 3 p.m., and we're at the Military Veterans Center. You know, our address is 8620 South Pulaski, and we're in the lower level.
Okay.
We're also going to have on Tuesday, January 14th, but I wanted to talk about Dr. King first.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, January 14th, we're going to have cancer survivors quilts and grief pillows in the name of a loved one. We're going to be doing that on the 14th from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. And if you want to come, it would be great if you RSVP'd for us. And our phone number there is 872-731-2150.
And, you know, one thing about that project is, and we got some support from the Help Heal Veterans with that. They bought all the materials for us to make these quilts, you know, for women veterans and their family who are survivors, cancer survivors. And mm-hmm. so many are struggling, you know, with that disease. And,
sure.
you know, so many are losing loved ones, too. You know, we lost two of our members, one in November, the Korean War veteran. And then we lost another one in December. Who was a Vietnam-era veteran. So, you know, a lot of times you look at how close it hits home, if you
sure.
will, you know. And then it just doesn't have to be that disease either. It can be other things as well, you know. Gun violence, you know, just natural death even for young people.
One thing that was mentioned that I was surprised to hear was healthy cooking class.
Oh, yeah, yeah, plant-based.
That's great.
Yes, and we did
That'll save some people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and we had two sessions of that already. They loved it, and that's with the Plant-Based Nutrition Movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's an organization that's doing that across the states. And so, you know, they're looking at more healthy ways of eating and cooking. You know, and we're doing recipes with that as well. So that's really huge.
Let me mention or ask you this so I won't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Does the organization, the NWVU, have you said anything, or do you have any official response to the situation of pot, narcotics, making it legal in 11 states?
You know.
Illinois being one of them. I'm having a reaction here.
You know, you want to start with the CPD retired person with 33 years in the police department. You want to start with her.
That's a good point.
She's not saying anything.
That's a good point.
Talk to her, Cliff.
Yes, please. You retired CPD, 33 years. What do you think about this?
I think we're...
Identify yourself.
Teresa Dishman.
Teresa Dishman. Go right ahead.
In all honesty, I think that we're opening up a can of worms, and we have not really addressed the consequences or potential consequences that are forthcoming. But I'll look at it this way. Time will tell.
Yeah, that's true. The only thing that worries me is the fact that at least if you're driving drunk, you can determine that, you know, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But with pot, you can't.
Well, one thing for mm-hmm. sure is this.
Thank you.
And I don't want to stay a long time on that because we
no,
got
I don't either.
No, I'm glad you asked that, though, mm-hmm. because I'm very concerned. And, you know, we've had that conversation on the other America's Hero show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've seen it in the last couple of days. The hospitals have been experiencing yes. people who have been sick yeah. with this free right. marijuana smoking thing, exactly. you know. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that and we're still looking at, you know, who's going to be protecting these dispensaries? If they're going in, stealing the whole ATM machine, what makes yeah. you think they're not going to go in to get
Since
marijuana?
Since it's still illegal
Hello.
Federally.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so it's not going to stop there. This is yeah. huge. And, yeah. and we know it's about the money, but it's not really working out. Yeah. Let's just be honest. This is something else.
Okay.
You know, so... but right. we also, you know, we have...
and that will not be part of our plant-based diet.
Exactly. There you go. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because they might be coming just because they think of that.
Yeah. that's a good one.
It is. It really is. But, you know, we have entrepreneurship program that we're pushing through with the Women Business Development Center, and unfortunately we're going to lose one of the directors of the veterans portion of WBDC, Dr. Butler, Dr. Makiva Butler. We're going to miss her. You know, she's taking on another program that's going to cover Illinois and Wisconsin, but, you know, we're going to really miss her because she created that fempreneur small business ownership for women veterans. And we also partnered with the United Relief Foundation, and they're helping us to basically help these women who are going in business. We gave them a stipend the last time that they had the training. It's a 5-week cohort program, and we will be continuing that with WBDC in the spring, the early spring. And then we have more funding for them too, because we have support from the Veterans Support Foundation, so we can do some stipends with that as well. So mm-hmm. including that, we also, as we know, we told you, we opened a chapter in Rockford, Illinois. Mm-hmm. So they've partnered with the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, and on January the 25th, they're going to be doing creating connections for local female veterans in Rockford. So we're going to be going up to join our chapter, and they're going to have a lot of information. We're also going to be able to talk to those women about, you know, the organization itself, what we offer for them, because they do have a homeless population in Rockford. And as you know, there are limited places that you can actually place a homeless or at-risk woman veteran other than the safe haven, where they have a contract at. Mm-hmm. The VA has a contract. And unfortunately, they only have contracts for a few of those rooms in which they actually have for women veterans. And those rooms are also shared by ex-offenders. And that is, you know, such a disheartening thing for us, you know, and I'm going to say it because it's unreal that we would do that. The only crime that they ever committed was to serve their country and get out and fall down on their, you know, being able to have a line of living, a well-being mm-hmm. life that's, you know, everybody else should have.
Sure. And, we just had someone on the
absolutely,
VA,
right? Absolutely. We deserve better than that. Oh, and absolutely. I know we can do better with that. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of that marijuana money that comes into the state can actually help to create a place for more women veterans to live.
We are so pleased to have these wonderful ladies with us. I just want to mention our number, 312-374-8130. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. you know, when we talk about the creative art therapy also, you know, it's a time for women to kind of slow down for that day, and then they're able to, you know, somewhat, you know, relax and get some clarity on their lives, you know, because a lot of times we're just ripping and running and we're, you know, going here, going there and stuff, and that's for everybody. Everybody needs to do a little bit more self-care, and I'm talking to myself right now because I'm certainly one that needs it, but, you know, I find that it's very important, and we get that from some of the women that come to us.
I'm sure.
Yeah, we do. Sure. You know, they're tired, you know, mm-hmm. some of them from just researching things and trying to figure out, you know, where do I start first with mm-hmm. my benefits? Where do I get this from? You know, and so we're able mm-hmm. to help them. And we've got, like I said, we're doing some health initiatives too. So we have a psoriatic mm-hmm. arthritis.
Correct.
workshop coming up, several of them, as a matter of fact. They also will be held at our facility on Sunday, February the 23rd, from 3 to 5 o'clock p.m. Again, our address is 8620 South Pulaski. We're in the lower level. We're in the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois, and we're so proud of that, and just keep saying it. And then we also have some fundraisers that are coming up also. We're going to have a Winter With Bid With fundraiser that is coming up on Friday, January the 17th from 6 to 12 o'clock. Anyone is invited to come. If they want more information, they need to call us at our phone number at 872-731-2150. And then we also have members that are not just veterans. They're actually still serving. So one of our members just got promoted to Lieutenant Colonel. Yeah, so we're very proud of her. We're going to give her a shout-out, Lieutenant Colonel LaToya Hayward. And we're actually doing our – she is Army. Yeah, so we're doing her color guard for her, and we have a color guard. We're doing the color guard for her promotion ceremony on the 19th. Yeah, she was really excited when she found out about our organization. She came to the center, and she was really, really excited about joining.
Congratulations
to her. And we need to mention that military women veterans who are serving in the Army, National Guard, the Reserves, they're free. Membership is free to them. So, you know, we'd love to have them, and all they need to do is just fill out an application and then give us proof of their service, and they are members.
Let's take a caller for these wonderful ladies. Let's go to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, hi. You're on the Talk of Chicago 1690, America's Heroes Group.
Hello. Hi. Kelly.
Yes, sir. How are you?
And your wonderful ladies, women veterans. I'm very happy to hear the wonderful things that y'all are doing. Cliff, I think, though, that this information needs to be shared or downloaded in a lot more places. We need to get this information out to more veterans. Particularly, you know, I've been spending a little time down at the Jesse Brown VA lately. They got a strike force down there. We need flyers put out and let people know that WBON has this show that they can be listening to garner this great information that y'all share here. And I think that that's something that we need to find find ways to get out this information a lot more. You know what I'm saying, Cliff?
Sure, Emmanuel, and I agree with you. And, of course, if you, I didn't know whether you heard the show earlier, but we normally have people from Jesse Brown on. They do a great job. But
I did hear it earlier, but I'm glad they came on.
Oh, yeah. No, they're on a lot. And I want to thank you for calling in and saying that, because we need for you to let other people know about the show. And thank you so much, Emmanuel, for calling in, and Happy New Year to you. All right, sir?
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you. And your
guests.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Appreciate it. That's great. Yeah, he's totally correct. Thank you, absolutely, Emmanuel.
And we do work a little bit with Strike Force, and they do. They have a wealth of information in the VA hospital, which is really good because we have a lot of people that go to the Jesse Brown VA hospital.
Right, we do. They do a good job.
Yes, they do. And so we'll get some of our flyers down there. That was just a reminder for us to get our information down there. So I really appreciate the gentleman for actually coming. There are a few women veterans in that organization as well, and so they can help promote the information. So
Emmanuel, thanks again, because we have enough people there that can do exactly what you're suggesting and what our president here is talking about in getting the flyers and so forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they'll pass them out.
Right.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, one of the biggest things that we're, and they can all chip in on this, and that we're looking forward to is our 15th anniversary. And also, that's right, 15 years, you know.
That's great.
Some marriages don't last that long. You know, we have to
say that.
So we have, you know, that coming up on March the 28th. We're excited about it. We just voted on our location where we're going to have it. We're going to do the Tinley Park Convention Center. So we're really happy about that. March the 28th, we're going to have all types of speakers. We're going to be having free raffles and guest speakers that will be there. So we're really excited. We're going to talk more about it in February because we'll have more to tell then.
Sure.
But certainly we are proud to be 15 years old as an organization with members of all branches of service, reservists, National Guard, and regular Army in our organization, all branches, all war. And then, you know, peacetime. A lot of times we forget about the peacetime women, and we need to acknowledge that their service matters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes we forget all of those things. So we have that going on as well. We also have another fundraiser coming up in February. That's going to be February the 15th. That's a Saturday. We're doing a Roaring Twenties bid with, you know. So we have to keep that money rolling. We have to make sure that, you know, we have enough money to do all of the things that we need to do to keep our Right Now services. You know, we didn't talk about our Right Now services because our Right Now services basically provides emergency services to our military women veterans. A lot of times it's just a one little thing that they might need because they got behind. Maybe the light bill was too much this month and they didn't have enough pay it or something like that. So I know that ComEd, you know, has a program for veterans and things like that. Sometimes they don't always have the funds, but, you know, same thing with the gas company who don't have a program like that that I'm aware of. But sometimes it's just a matter of the bill went up a little higher and they're unable to pay that bill because they had to pay something else that was more. Maybe something broke down, like their car or something like that. But we assist women, you know, with all of those things, and we also make referrals also. But, you know, one thing about being able to go one place and get help without having to go through a whole lot of red tape, without having you make me go through a program when I only need just this little bit of help. You know, it may not be that I'm having a real struggle, but right now I'm off track.
That's great. What's that called?
Called our Right Now services. It's emergency right services that we provide for military women veterans. And again, you know, when they call us or come by our organization, we're located at
8620 South Pulaski, the lower level.
And our phone number?
Our phone number is 872-731-2150. That's 872-731-2150. And right now our hours are Monday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesday and Wednesday, 12 noon to 4 p.m., Fridays by appointment, but we're always, it's a 24-hour call. We do have an answering service 24 hours.
Great.
So you're in need, we are there.
Thank you.
And then the other thing is that we're going to do a mini stand down for military women veterans on Saturday, February the 29th. And that's coming up Saturday, February the 29th. Mini stand down for our military women veterans from 11 to 3. And then we'll be bringing more information back in February.
Yeah, because we'll have you back before then, I'm sure. This has been great. You've got some great information. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And now we're going to go to Glenda.
Thank you, National Women Veterans United, for being excellent, not only in service but also in communities. You are still serving, so thank you. On behalf of America's Heroes Group, regarding any issues as it relates to housing, social services, wellness, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250. We thank you so much for watching us live on Facebook. Make sure you hit the Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you stay connected and we'll receive notifications regarding future shows, events, information, resources regarding our wonderful veterans, armed forces, family members, and the communities. We're grateful, as always, to Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle, our partner of the Chicago Crusaders, and the article on veterans, armed forces, and their family members can be viewed online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly column with the one and only the Governor of Talk Radio, Mr. Cliff Kelly, and Voices, America's Heroes Group, please call the Chicago Crusaders at 773-752-2500, send an ad to ADS, ChicagoCrusaders.com, and request a subscription to our wonderful technical producers who help us keep this show really at a level of excellence. Williams in the morning time, who helps me get coordinated, and then LaTierra Randall, who keeps us balanced. Thank you guys both. Thank you to our heart listeners. We are global because of you. Have a blessed weekend on behalf of Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group.